welcome to Tales of Honor Podcast, a podcast dedicated to telling the true stories of every recipient of the Medal of Honor. Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of Tales of Honor Podcast. I'm your host, Christoph Ambrosch, and today's episode is episode number 313. This is going to be another short one. I really do apologize for the short ones. I wish I had more information on some of these recipients, but unfortunately, I can only deal with the information that exists. I can't make it up. So rather than making an episode longer than it needs to be, I'm just getting right and short and to the point. Doesn't minimize their actions or heroism in any way, shape, or form, but it's a short story. Today is one of those, and before we get in, we don't have any birthdays today. There was one on Friday, but we have a few more for the month that are going to be coming up. And I know yesterday was the 76th anniversary of D-Day, Operation Overlord. If for some reason you don't know what this is, well, congratulations. You either are very young or you've been living under a rock for pretty much your entire life. Please look into the actions that were taken on this day. They are truly amazing, and that's not even a word that even comes close to what was done. What I do know is that of the 160,000 Allied troops that landed on Omaha Beach that day and the days that followed, there would be, I believe, 16 recipients of the Medal of Honor for those days. I'll quickly read off their names here. I've covered some of them I have not, but here they are. Private Carlton Barrett, First Lieutenant Jimmy Monteith Jr., Sergeant John Pinder Jr., Brigadier General Theodore Roosevelt Jr., Technical Sergeant Frank Peregory, Private First Class Charles DeGlopper, Private Joe Gandera, Staff Sergeant Walter Ehlers, Staff Sergeant Arthur DeFranzo, Lieutenant Colonel Robert Cole, Second Lieutenant John Butts, Corporal John Kelly, First Lieutenant Carlos Ogden, Sergeant Hulan Washington, Sergeant John Hawk, and Matt Urban. So, that's all I got for you in regards to some history and some knowledge bombs dropped on you today. Let's move right along now back to the Vietnam War and for episode number 313. Donald was born in Covina, California on the 23rd of July, 1943, and he would go on to enlist in the U.S. Army here in 1965. When he was deployed to the Republic of Vietnam, he was with Company A, 2nd Battalion, 12th Infantry Regiment, 4th Infantry Division as a combat medic, and it was his actions on the 27th of January, 1967, that would earn him the Medal of Honor. The citation reads, "For conspicuous gallantry and intrepidity in action at the risk of his life above and beyond the call of duty, he left his position of relative safety with his platoon, which had not been yet committed to the battle to answer the calls for medical aid from the wounded men of another platoon, which was heavily engaged with enemy force. Dashing across 100 meters of open area through a withering hail of enemy fire and exploding grenades, he administered life-saving treatment to one individual and continued to expose himself to the deadly enemy fire as he moved to treat each of the other wounded men and to offer them encouragement. Realizing that the wounds of one man required immediate attention, Specialist 4 Evans dragged the injured soldier back across dangerous fire-swept area to a secure position from which he could be further evacuated. Miraculously escaping the enemy fusillade, Specialist 4 Evans returned to the forward location. As he continued the treatment of the wounded, he was struck by fragments from an enemy grenade. Despite his serious and painful injury, he succeeded in evacuating another wounded comrade, rejoined his platoon as it was committed to battle, and was soon treating other wounded soldiers. As he evacuated another wounded man across the fire-covered field, he was severely wounded. Continuing to refuse medical attention and ignoring advice to remain behind, he managed with his waning strength to move yet another wounded comrade across the dangerous open area to safety. Disregarding his painful wounds and seriously weakened from profuse bleeding, he continued his life-saving medical aid and was killed while treating another wounded comrade. Specialist 4 Evans' extraordinary valor, dedication, and indomitable spirit saved the lives of several of his fellow soldiers, served as an inspiration to the men of his company, were instrumental in the success of their mission and reflect great credit upon himself and the armed forces of his country. Donald Ward Evans Jr. was 23 when he died, and he is buried in the Oakdale Memorial Park in Glendora, California. The Army Hospital at Fort Carson in Colorado is named the Evans Army Community Hospital in his honor, and his name appears on panel 14E, line 85 of the Vietnam Veterans Memorial Wall in Washington, D.C. And that was a Tale of Honor. Thank you for listening to Tales of Honor Podcast. Head on over to talesofhonorpodcast.com where you can read these stories, see other ways to support the show, and easily share a story with your friends and family. Tales of Honor Podcast is written and produced by Christoph Ambrosch, and theme song, A New Beginning, is by Ben Sound. If you have any questions or comments, you can send them to talesofhonorpodcast@gmail.com. And until next time, I'm Christoph Ambrosch. Thanks for listening.